This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a deal to delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation has passed. Reuters' Edward Barron.
Sitting on a Saturday for the first time in decades, British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Conservative lawmaker Oliver Letwin was responsible for denying Johnson his day of Brexit glory. He brought forward the idea of yet another delay.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second signed one that said he was asking that the delay was a mistake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they didn't withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting negotiated with the U.S.
Olursa olur!
And an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said that Turkey was not abiding by the U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around an area that killed at least 17 people in the past 2 days. This is VOA News. At a rally in New York, Bernie Sanders talked about his presidency and the next steps after a heart attack.
I am back.
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
Hong Kong anti-government activists continue to ask citizens to join protests this Sunday, even though they risk arrest if they do. Protesters held a prayer rally Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. Police did not approve the protest, saying it was a risk to public order. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis has extended into a fifth month. Protesters continue to try to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent investigation of alleged police brutality. The protest started in June over a now deactivated law that would send defendants in Hong Kong to mainland China for prosecution. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing that site. He tweeted that he thought he was doing something very good for the country by using the Trump National Doral in Miami for hosting the G7 leaders. It is a big grand on hundreds of acres next to Miami International Airport, has tremendous ballrooms and meeting rooms. Each delegation would have its own 50 to 70 unit building. Anyway, what he said he would set up a better than other alternatives. He announced that he would be willing to do it at no profit if illegally permissible at zero cost to the United States. And he then blamed the hostile media for putting it off, and he called the measure crazy. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.